Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Angela Denning Barnes. This week on AK, history. In December, Juno writer and English professor Ernestine Hayes released her new book, Juno, from Arcadia Publishing. The book tells the history of the capital city through pictures with elaborate captions. It's a departure from her usual writing style, but the book builds on her effort to clarify the history of Native people. KTOO's Scott Burton has more.
At a recent talk about the new book at Juno's downtown library, Ernestine Hayes says she agreed to do this project because...
I had no idea what I was getting into.
What she was getting into was Arcadia Publishing's flagship series, Images from America, a series that has profiled hundreds of communities across the country. The paperback's 127 pages contain seven chapters with half-page introductions and nearly 200 black-and-white images with long captions. Hayes says conforming to the publisher's strict, formulaic guidelines, word counts, and finding the right high-resolution photographs was challenging.
With my other books, I just sat down and wrote, and then I revised and revised and revised, and I thought that was a lot of work, but I didn't know anything.
After the talk, I joined Hayes in her office at the University of Alaska Southeast. She says the main reason she chose to take on the project was to assure Juno's history was presented objectively.
And the history of Alaska is too often presented as a whole bunch of prehistory, and then Russians came, right? And then it started to be history. And I've seen too much of that, and I didn't want that to happen again, and that's why I accepted the project.
While the book illustrates Native life in what is now Juno and colonial attitudes that existed at the time, Hayes says she does not focus on this. In fact, many of the pictures and much of the written history are from Russian and U.S. history forward.
But I did put in one of the chapters and made it clear in other of the captions and comments and discussion that, you know, I acknowledge the history of the original people that have been here since time immemorial and do it as though it's an unremarkable fact, which it is. It's just something we should all know.
Friend and colleague Liz Dodd collaborated on the book and is a writing specialist at the University of Alaska Southeast. Dodd says objective observations by Hayes make the book unique in the Juno history field.
In one of her chapters, titled Juno Visitors, Ernestine has this caption on John Muir that reads, John Muir wrote that he had discovered Glacier Bay, although his guides had lived in the region for many years. Now, it's that comma, although his guides had lived in the region many years, that distinguishes this history. On almost every page, she reminds people that nothing was being discovered for the first time and built for the first time.
Dodd says that while on the outside the book may seem like a departure for Hayes, its content reflects a trajectory she's been on for some time. She references a talk Hayes gave at the university in November of 2012 called What Shall We Do With Our Histories?
Let us all remember the parallel nature of our lives. Let us all value the evident relationship,
in our circumstance.
When we look at one another.
When we look at one another, let us all think, you are my human equal. You are my intellectual equal. You are my social equal. It is when we remember our past history together as equals. It is when we communicate our present condition together as equals. It is when we face our uncertain future together as equals that we will heal together as equals. Gunashish, thank you.
Dodd says Hayes' talk and the book exemplify the importance of understanding an unbiased version of our history.
This book will help future scholars to see how did things evolve in Juno and what were the roles of Natives and what are they going to be in the future? I mean, a huge shift taking place, and this really provides some bedrock for us to stand on as we look into where we came from and where we're going.
It also references the idea of how something small, like a comma and a short phrase in the caption of a picture-based history book, can represent a big change in how we look at the past. Hayes's work brings to mind the quotes of other thinkers who understand the value of knowing the past in order to sculpt the future. For AK, I'm Scott Burton.